Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled Babylon versus Jerusalem. A. Introduction. The Bible shows that in the history of the world, there are two epicenter cities. Redemptive history revolves around these two cities. One is Babylon, and the other is Jerusalem. Babylon is the city of man, while Jerusalem is the city of God. B. Babylon, the city of man. Number one, Babylon idealized, Genesis 10 and 11. The key thing about Babylon is that it represents false religion, working in concert with human government. Babylon signifies the seat of false religion and idolatry. It represents unified, man-centered, idolatrous rebellion. Number two, Babylon imperialized, Daniel 1 through 5. Imperialized means made the capital of the empire. Number three, Babylon prophesied, Isaiah 13 and 14, 47, Jeremiah 50 and 51, Zechariah 5, 5, 1 through 11. Prophecy scholars note that often prophecy has an element of near partial fulfillment. At the same time, interwoven is an element of distant complete fulfillment. The fulfillment of the near assures fulfillment of the distant. This is true of Babylon. Some prophecies have already been fulfilled, while others are yet to be fulfilled in the last days in relation to Antichrist. Number four, Babylon globalized, Revelation 14:8, 16:19, and chapters 17 and 18. Revelation 17 and 18 present the final form of Babylon in its globalized form. There are two aspects of it. Revelation 17 speaks of ecumenical religious Babylon, while Revelation 18 speaks of commercial Babylon in its final form under Antichrist. And finally, number five, Babylon destroyed, Revelation 14:8 and 18:21. C. Jerusalem, the city of God. Number one, Jerusalem idealized, Genesis 14:18 through 20. In Genesis 14, we have Melchizedek, a type of Christ who is both a king and a priest ruling over Jerusalem, which is the city of peace. In this, we have Jerusalem idealized. Number two, Jerusalem imperialized, 2 Samuel 5:7. Under David, it became known as the city of David. Number three, Jerusalem prophesied, Daniel 9:24, Zechariah 12 through 14, Joel 3:16 and 17, and Romans 11:26 and 27. Number four, Jerusalem globalized, Psalm 2, 6 through 8, Isaiah 2, 2 through 3. In the kingdom, it will be globalized. Number five, Jerusalem eternalized. Psalm 48:8, 125:1, Revelation 21:2, the new Jerusalem. Conclusion, there is only one city in all the Bible that we are specifically told to pray for, and that is the city of Jerusalem, Psalm 122:6 and Isaiah 62:7. Jerusalem is close to the heart of God, and he instructs us to pray for her peace. Those prayers will be answered when the Messiah comes and delivers Israel. Shalom, my friends. Shalom. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.